This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising, Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation. What am I leaving out? China Writers Group and the Bioweapon Truth Commission. This is the second installment about the Mao era, wonders of science, innovation, invention during the Mao era. Agriculture was huge, of course, when the Mao and the communists took over in 1949. The average lifespan in China was about 35 years of age. And then just 25 years later, when he passed away, it was 65. So obviously a lot of good things were done for the people during that time, in spite of everything you've been told about how bloody awful the Mao era was. It was in fact the greatest democratic success story in the history of the human race. It's hard to believe, I know, but you only have to look at the statistics to see what happened during the Mao era, including the Great Leap Forward, which was the greatest burst of industrial activity in the history of the world, even more so than the United States, Germany, Japan, and England at the height of their industrial revolutions. The Chinese outpaced all of those industrial revolutions in the double digits. And it just goes on and on. The Cultural Revolution, again, people think it was horrible. It was simply a way to get millions, tens of millions of peasant farmer children, rural children, into schools, a lot of them for the first time. Some were able to go to grade school. The Cultural Revolution allowed the 85% of the population that was rural at that time. Now it's, you know, more urban than rural, but at that time there were more rural than urban people, and they built tens and tens and tens of thousands of schools, middle schools, high schools, universities, etc. And the reason I'm telling you this is that you cannot understand China in 2024 if you do not understand the Mao era, because everything that China is today is predicated on the Mao era, and it's amazing successes. And again, as I'm sure for you, that is cognitive dissonance, and you have a Pavlovian reaction that's not true, but it is, and China would not be where it is today without the Mao era. So this one's on agriculture. Enjoy, and again, thanks to a Chan Poi Hung who put all this together, and he continues to provide information, and I will be doing future posts about the Mao era success in science and innovation. Thank you.